Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. Things are now gaining momentum. Hamlet is no longer simply a mad prince. Hamlet is now a murderer. And Claudius can now openly act, can actually have him arrested for murder, should he choose. In other words, as Sherlock Holmes might have put it, the game's afoot. It's all getting very, very, very much more tense, very much more political. There's a big game being played now. Hamlet a murderer, Claudius a murderer, who's going to win? Claudius, obviously, is in the stronger position because he is the king. Once you're king, people tend to obey you. So it's much more likely that Claudius will have Hamlet arrested than the other way around. So Claudius sends Hamlet's good friends to seek him out.
What have you done, my lord, with the dead body?
Compounded it with dust, whereto 'tis kin.
My lord, you must tell us where the body is, and go with us to the king.
The body is with the king, but the king is not with the body. The king is a thing.
A thing, my lord?
Of nothing. Bring me to him.
Now, Hamlet, where's Polonius?
At supper.
At supper? Where?
Not where he eats, but where he is eaten. A certain convocation of politic worms are eaten at him. Your worm is your only emperor for diet. We fat all creatures else to fat us, and we fat ourselves for maggots. Your fat king and your lean beggar is but variable service. Two dishes, but to one table. That's the end.
Hamlet just continues to play the clown, to feign madness, because this is actually his best protection. He's actually putting in the insanity clause. He's saying, I may have done it, but I was mad, and I'm still mad. Look at me, I'm behaving like a mad person. How foolish was Claudius to send Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to find Hamlet? He's never going to give them a straight answer, or if he does, it'll be one that they cannot possibly understand. And only when he himself confronts Hamlet with that very simple statement, now Hamlet, where's Polonius, expecting a reasonable answer, he gets nothing at all other than a discussion of politic worms. But Claudius is not one to be easily fazed. He's no Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. He then puts on the tone of the aggrieved stepfather.
Alas, alas.
A man may fish with the worm that hath eat of the king, and eat of the fish that hath fed of that worm.
What dost you mean by this?
Nothing but to show you how a king may go for progress through the guts of a beggar.
Where is Polonius?
In heaven. Seek ever to see. If your messenger find him not there, seek him in the other place yourself. But indeed, if you find him not within this month, you shall nose him as you go up the stairs into the lobby.
It's really a beautiful moment. Hamlet can actually confess to killing and still challenge the king. Both of them know what the other is up to, but the madness serves the purpose for both. It allows Claudius to exile Hamlet, and it keeps Hamlet safe from Claudius.
Hamlet, this deed for thine especial safety, which we do tender as we dearly grieve for that which thou hast done, must send thee hence with fiery quickness. Therefore, prepare thyself. The bark is ready and the wind at help. The associates tend and everything is bent for England.
For England?
Aye, Hamlet.
Good.
So is it, if thou knewst our purposes.
I see a cherub that sees them. But come, for England. Farewell, dear mother.
Thy loving father, Hamlet.
My mother. Father and mother is man and wife. Man and wife is one flesh. And so, my mother. Come, for England.
Hamlet has now got to the point when he really loves having a go at Claudius. He just loves sending him up. And Claudius demonstrates his absolute cool by not reacting. No matter how Hamlet provokes him, he simply doesn't react because he's got a far bigger plan.
And England, if my love thou holdst at aught, as my great power thereof may give thee sense, since yet thy cicatrice looks raw and red after the Danish sword, and thy free ar pays homage to us, thou mayst not coldly set our sovereign process, which imports at full, by letters congruing to that effect, the present death of Hamlet. Do it, England, for like the hectic in my blood he rages, and thou must cure me, till I know 'tis done, however my haps, my joys were ne'er begun.
And it's a very clever move. Claudius behaves like the good and grieving stepfather by saying to Hamlet, you can't stay here, I've got to get you out of the kingdom, for your own safety, for thine especial safety, for your own good, I'm going to have to send you out of Denmark. Always beware where a king says, I'm doing this for your sake. Always beware when anyone says, I'm doing this for your sake, because they usually mean, I'm doing it for mine. But in this case, that's exactly what Claudius is doing. I'm saying, for your safety, I'm going to send you to England, where you'll be safe. But there'll be a letter going along with him saying, the minute he gets here, kill him. So that the execution is done out of Denmark and that Claudius can deny all knowledge of it. It's a very unusual technique, but it's usually adopted by most politicians that we know. And thank you to Glenn Stevenson, Paul Kerrigan, Stephen Doyle, and Mark Smith for reading those extracts.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.